The neighbors of Asplidon, then, and Minyan, Orchomenus, Ascalaphus, their captain with the Almanus, both sons of Ares, both conceived in Actor's manner by severe Astyoche, who kept a tryst with Ares in the women's rooms above, where secretly the strong god lay beside her. 30 ships these Minyans drew up in line of battle. Phocians, in their turn, were led by Schedius and by Epistrophus, the sons of Iphitus Nobolides, that hero. Phocians dwelling in Sypharissus, rocky Pytho, Chrysa the Holy, Panopeus, and Daulis, near Anemoria, Hyampolis, and by the side of noble Cephisus, or in Lilia, where that river rises. 40 black ships had crossed the sea with these, who now drew up their companies on the flank of the Boeotians and armed themselves. The Locrians had Ajax for commander, Oileus's son, that Ajax known as the Short One, as being neither tall nor great compared with Ajax Telamonius. A corselet all of linen he wore, and could outthrow all Hellenes and Achaeans with a spear. His were the Locrians, who lived at Sinus, and Apois, and Calirus, Bisa, and Scarphe, and the pretty town Augii, Tarphe and Thranian that lie on both sides of the stream Boagrius. Ajax led 40 black ships of the Locrians, who lived across the channel from Euboea. Men of that island, then, the resolute Abantes, those of Chalcis, Eretria, and Histiaea of the laden vines, Cerinthus by the sea, the crag of Dion, those of Charistus, those of Styra, all who had young Elephenor Chalcodontiades, the chief of the Abantes, for commander. Quick on their feet, with long scalp locks, those troops enlisted hungering for body armor of enemies to pierce with ashen spears. And Elephenor's black ships numbered 40. Next were the men of Athens, that strong city, the commonwealth protected by Erechtheus. He it was whom Athena, Zeus's daughter, cared for in childhood in the olden time, though he was born of ploughland kind with grain.